Today, my dear faithful, is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. Now, the epistle for today's Mass is taken from the epistle, St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit, therefore, had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification and the end, life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God, life everlasting, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God, life everlasting, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, there is a tale told about an incident that took place in China in the 3rd century. At that time, there was a man named Meng Zong. Now, Meng's father had died when he was very young, and so Meng was left alone to take care of his mother. One winter, Mrs. Zong was stricken with a serious illness. On account of this sickness, she craved above all else the broth that is made from fresh bamboo shoots. This left poor Meng in a seemingly impossible dilemma. How was he to find fresh bamboo in the middle of winter, while the entire ground was covered with snow and ice? In utter desperation, though, Meng took his shovel and left their little hamlet. He went to the thicket close to their house and started to dig into the snow. All he found, though, were the year-old green stalks of mature bamboo. Meng now came to grips with the reality that there would be no fresh shoots sprouting forth for some months. He then began to think of his agonizing mother. There she was, lying in her sickbed, and all she asked for was a simple broth. And now that was the only thing he absolutely could not do for her. It is said that Meng cried quite a bit at his own helplessness. In fact, he cried so much that his tears fell into the snow and began to melt it. In his desperation, he began to pray as he had never prayed before. Then, once he had ended his prayers and his tears began to subside, he got up to leave and make his way back home. It was then that he was tripped by a sharp protruding stalk. His tears had melted just enough snow to expose nothing else but a little clump of fresh bamboo. As can often happen even in our own country, the plants were growing under the warm blanket of snow. Well, Meng lost no time. He quickly went to work with his shovel and cleared away the snow. He then gathered up the bamboo in his coat and brought it home. He quickly set the broth brewing over the fire, and soon after, his beloved mother was entirely cured of her illness. It is said that after this incident, Meng's neighbors attributed what they thought was a miracle to Meng's prayers. From that day forward, the people of that region in China are able to gather and eat fresh bamboo all year round. In fact, there is a variety of bamboo known as winter shoots, which is said to have originated with Meng. And the spot where Meng knelt to cry and pray that day was renamed Mengzong's Bamboo Grove. Now, my dear faithful, there is always a connection between the epistle and the gospel for each Sunday Mass. This connection is sometimes hard to find, and sometimes it is not. In today's Mass, the connection is very clear. In both the epistle and the gospel today, we are instructed that sin must have no part in our lives. Unlike the Protestant reformers who said, "Sin boldly, but believe more boldly," our Lord and St. Paul instruct us that willful sins must have no part in our lives. St. Paul gives us this message by stating that we must be dead to sin. In other words, the utter separation that exists between a corpse and activity must be a mirror for the separation we have from sin in our lives. Our Lord put this message in a different way. In today's gospel, our Lord first said that all men shall be judged by their actions. Simply put, he stated, by their fruits you shall know them. And to clarify what he meant, our Lord made it clear that at the general judgment, he will bring into heaven those who did the will of his Father. All those who say, "Lord, Lord," that is, all those who say they love God, but do not prove it in their actions, these will be cast out as trees bearing bad fruit. In short, then, both the epistle and the gospel instruct us to have a hatred for sin, joined to a desire to do God's will, if we hope to enter the gates of heaven. And to inspire us to do good and avoid evil, then, there are two convictions that we can stir up in our hearts. These two convictions are called attrition and contrition. Attrition is the lesser of the two in regard to nobility. Attrition means that we avoid sin, and especially mortal sin, simply because we fear the punishment of going to hell. This is a worthy motive, but it is in no way intended to be our only motive for avoiding sin. The more perfect and praiseworthy motive that we have for avoiding sin is contrition. Contrition is what we feel when we are sorry for having offended God, and when we detest sin because it offends God. Contrition also means that one has firmly resolved not to offend God in the future. We can see then that contrition is more noble since it is based on the love for God, whereas attrition helps us do good but is only based on the fear of punishment. And as society plummets to unheard of lows in its hatred and open rebellion against God and his commandments, we as Catholics must make sure that we strive each day to have true contrition for our sins. That is, we must, of course, detest any sins we may have committed in the past. But in addition to this, we must be firmly resolved not to offend God in the future. To help us in this endeavor, we should stop and think about how terribly the Sacred Heart of Jesus is offended today. If we could somehow count up the sins, blasphemies, and insults heaped upon God on, let's say, just one Saturday night, the number would be above calculation. If you tallied how many offenses are committed worldwide, in concert, movie theaters, carnivals, and in general, all that is most sought after in society today, imagine how broken the Sacred Heart must be when he looks down upon his creatures and sees them seemingly vying for new ways to offend him. He suffered and died for each and every soul ever created, and yet the vast majority repay him only with hatred and contempt. Whole nations like our once great America now openly permit and even protect by law the most vile and despicable of sins, such as infanticide. Our best friend, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, is truly in a sad situation right now, my dear friends. Countless billions of people owe him their very existence, yet so few seek to repay him with their love and devotion. Let it be different with us. As we contemplate our abandoned Savior, let the contrition in our hearts have the same wonderful effects that the tears of Meng Zhang once had. Let our determination to avoid sin in all its occasions be the warmth that melts away the snows of our own ingratitude. The only thing that Meng's mother wanted and needed was some young bamboo, and Meng's tears and prayers revealed it. The only thing our Lord wants is our hearts, and we too can prepare them for him by our contrition for our sins. He wants hearts that are on fire with love for him. He wants our hearts to be pure and undefiled by any attachment to sin. And believe me, I know that in the world today, it can be quite hard to give him exactly what he is looking for. It grows increasingly difficult for us to do good and avoid evil with how many temptations there are in the world today. But it was love that sent Meng Zhang out that winter's day to do the seemingly impossible. And it will be the love in our hearts that will perform the difficult, that is, avoiding and even detesting the sinful allurements of the world today. When it is hard, then, to avoid sin and its occasions, beg God for the grace of true contrition. Ask him to help you remember how offended he already is, and to help you then strive with all your might not to add to those offenses. And finally, remember that the sorrowful mother is our constant protectress. She knows her son's sorrow better than any other human being. She does not want to see him offended anymore either. And so she will help us to avoid sin and its occasions if we ask her with confidence and perseverance. Remember, my dear friends, that it is not going to be easy. But we do have a loved one who needs our help and support. And none of us, as good Catholics, should neglect putting forth our very best efforts to let him know that we at least do care. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.